we don't often notice that the wonderful news of the birth of our Saviour Jesus Christ is actually accompanied by the murder of every single other baby boy in Bethlehem and its vicinity 2 years old or younger. It's a truth that's unpalatable. It's a truth that we'd rather forget. It's a truth that resonates far too much with our own experience of the world. See, the light is so often accompanied by the darkness, isn't it? This Christmas, as we light candles in remembrance of the Bondi victims and stand by their side in the face of darkness and violence and hatred, we are so thankful to God for Jesus Christ, the light of the world. It's precisely because of the darkness that we need the light. When I switch on my torch in the daytime, it really doesn't make that much difference. You know, this one's pretty bright, actually. It's better than I remember. But when you switch on a torch in the daytime, sometimes you don't even notice, do you? Because the sun gives us all the light we need. But at night, when I switch this on, it lights my way. It banishes the darkness so that I can see my hand in front of my face, so that I can see where I'm going and what's ahead of me. But of course, the darkness isn't only out there. I can't just point my finger at others in rage and anger. Look what you've done. If I'm honest with myself, the darkness is in my heart too. I harbour hatred and jealousy for someone whose success overshadows me at work or among my family and friends. I choose not to investigate the way my greed and consumption impact on producers or farmers or factory workers. I turn a blind eye to the suffering of others, crying that it's not my problem and focused on me, me, me. The darkness is in my heart when I neglect or take for granted my nearest and dearest out of frustration, and so often make decisions with only me in mind. King Herod heard that God's promised king would be born, and so he said to the Magi, "Oh, tell me where he will be born so that I too may go and worship him." Ha, ha, ha. He intended no such thing. Threatened by a promised king, he hoped and intended to crush this competition. He acted to protect his power and kingship, and all the little boys be damned. In verse 18, the conclusion of that reading that Estelle did for us, we see the grief of mothers weeping for their lost children. Can you hear it? A whole city crying out in turmoil and grief at lost sons. The darkness of our world and in our hearts is sometimes difficult for us to bear. At a time when we sing joy to the world, our hearts are in fact sometimes crying out in grief and refusing to be comforted. Our hearts are sometimes offended and aghast at the vain and trivial celebrations in our shopping malls and crass Christmas advertising campaigns. But there is light for the darkness of our hearts. There is joy to be found at Christmas. In John 1:9, we read, and Harry already read for us, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." And that light is Jesus Christ. Not only is he the first person to live completely in the light and not harbour darkness in his heart, but he then willingly lay down his own life in our place to take the darkness of sin and the judgment of God upon himself so that we might be spared. He has won for us forgiveness of sins and the right to become children of God as we now strive to walk in the light of his word and his spirit, and allow them to banish the darkness from our hearts, that we can live and walk in his light. So this Christmas, let me urge you to allow the light of Christ to shine into your life. Spend time reading one of the Gospels, perhaps John or Mark. Be honest with yourself about bringing the darkness to light and receiving forgiveness and hope and life in Christ, our light. When we put our trust in Christ, we find that amidst the darkness, we hold fast his light and we find true and lasting joy and peace. Let me lead us in prayer. Lord, we praise you so much for the light of Christ. We pray that you would help us this Christmas to be honest with ourselves about our shortcomings, that we will bring to light the darkness in our hearts and not allow it to fester, that we would bring it before you, seeking your forgiveness and the work of your word and spirit on our lives, that we might walk in your light, and that we might most importantly receive the forgiveness and reconciliation and hope that come only from the light of Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen.